Well, good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon, and welcome to the Mystique's West Hour, heard live here on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. I'm your host, Ray Frazier, and if you're tuning in for the first time, we are a metaphysical news magazine. Now, that means we're going to talk about a lot of things that other shows may not talk about, such as UFOs, hauntings, near-death experiences, seances, and so on and so forth. In fact, we're going to talk about just about anything that you want to talk about. I constantly get emails from folks saying, why don't you mention this, and how about this, and how about that? Well, this is a show where we're going to do that. Now, today's kind of a special show because I think most of us out here are recovering from the dumping that we had the last couple of days here in the area. And I know that in my driveway, the snow was thigh deep. And I tried to find my snowblower in the garage, and it was hiding over in the corner. I didn't even want to come out. It was so bad. But we all survived, and I think you did too. And it's kind of an interesting thing that we in the Midwest here, and particularly in Michigan, we never know what winter's going to bring. It wasn't so long ago that we had shirt-sleeve weather in December and January. And, of course, the last couple of years have kind of brought it back to the time where, you know, we used to walk barefoot 21 miles to school in waist-deep snow. I mean, it was just a very, very hard time back then. But fortunately, they're only predicting light snow for the remainder of the week. And I think all of us here that are born and raised in the state of Michigan and in the Midwest, we can tolerate that. Now, the Mystique's West Hour is a show where we're going to talk about some things that I think in the month of February are important. But we're also going to offer free mini psychic readings. That's right here. In just a little bit, we're going to be taking your calls, and I'm going to give you the information that I can that might have to do with a particular question that you might have as given to me by Spirit. And if you'd like to get in line for a free mini psychic reading, just give us a call here at the Mystique's West Hour at 646-378-0378. That's 646-378-0378. Now, you might think that the Mystique's West Hour is an unusual name for a radio show, but, of course, the Mystique's West Hour is the name of our business, the Mystique's West Metaphysical Center. We're located in Westland, Michigan at 36356 Ford Road in Westland. That's right at the corner of Ford Road and Central City Parkway. And it's about halfway between Wayne and Newburgh if you're in the area. Now, if you'd like to get a phone reading, we also do phone readings. We have clients all around the world where people call us and ask for information. You can call us either on our local number at 734-729-8019. That's 734-729-8019. Or at our toll-free number at 888-367-8653. And we'll be happy to give you a reading over the phone. Now, we also have a website at mystiqueswest.net. There was a time when we were mystiqueswest.com, but somebody stole that from us. They ripped it right out from under us. And, of course, that's something that hopefully we'll be able to get back in July. But in the meantime, you can reach us at mystiqueswest.net. And there's a lot of information on there. You know, Sunday was the 1st of February, and very important day for us here at Mystique's West because it celebrated 21 years of being in business. And, of course, that's something that not many businesses can say, particularly those in the line of work that we are. But it says a lot for the workers that we have here, for the goals and directions that we have here at Mystique's West, and for our effort to try and make you happy and to satisfy your particular needs. We do have a few things going on right at the moment, which I'm just going to cover those and kind of get the advertising out of the way to begin with. On Monday evenings at 7 o'clock, one of our workers, Roger Little, leads a metaphysical discussion forum. And what that is, it's a class, an opportunity for you to come and talk about anything that you'd like to talk about that has to do with metaphysics. Sometimes they get off on some tangents, but he's doing something very unique now. The first Monday of every month, he does a table tipping session where you can ask questions of Spirit, and Spirit will move the table, shake the table, vibrate the table, whatever, in order to give you direct answers to the questions that you've raised. On Wednesday night, we have our ever-present public seance, which starts at 7 o'clock, promptly at 7 o'clock. If you're not here by 7 o'clock, we're going to lock the door. But it is a opportunity for you to get in touch with departed loved ones, friends, family members, co-workers, spirit guides, guardian angels who've passed away or who are living on the other side. And that usually, depending on the number of people we have, that sometimes can last an hour, sometimes it can last 2 hours, just depending on the number of people that we have. But we've had some extremely phenomenal experiences occur as a result of our public seances. Then finally, on Friday at 7:30, Tony O'Kerlick leads a metaphysical discussion or a meditation group, which will teach you how to get in touch with your personal inner self and also with the guardian angels or your spiritual self, whatever you wish. And so it's a really kind of a great thing going on, and we'd love to have you be part of our family. So if you have any questions, again, you can give us a call here at the Mystique's West Metaphysical Center at 734-729-8019 or toll-free at 888-367-8653. Now, this is February, and I want to talk a little bit just about a couple of things that we're going to do, and then I want to take a few reading calls. Since this is February, we're going to offer you a one-half-hour couples reading for two people for $50. Now, normally, our half-hour readings are $60 for one person, but if you have a couple, if you have a partner, a husband, friend, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, and we make no gender discrimination here, and you'd like to know how things are going to be going on, or you'd like to ask questions or things about your relationship, just give us a call, make an appointment, and come on in. That's going to be for the whole month, the couple's readings, two people, 1/2 hour for $50. And it's a phenomenal opportunity for you to get in touch with whomever it is that you'd like to get in touch with and to find out the things that are going on in your future. Now, this is also the month for Valentine's. And I don't know if you're a romantic person, but I really am. And I always have been. I've been a person, my mom used to tell me I'm in love with love, and I think that she may have been right about that. But I just think there's something so very, very special about having a partner that's on the same frequency as you. Now, with Valentine's Day coming up on the 14th, it's an opportunity for you to remind the person that is important in your life how important they really are. Now, take away all the readings and everything like that and not even consider those as being relevant at the moment. If you have a partner, if you have a lover, a friend, whomever, that you consider to be your soulmate, and we're going to talk about soulmates in a little while, then this is a time where you have a special opportunity to say thank you, to say I love you, to say you're important to me. And we go through the year many times, and we're just very superficial about the way we look at our world and the way we look at those that are around us. And, of course, we're so hell-bent on trying to make money and be successful and make that house payment or get that other car that sometimes we overlook those who are nearest and dearest to our heart. And this is a time of the year where certainly we should do it 365, no question about it. We should do it every day of the year. But at Valentine's Day, it's a time to do something very special. And this should be something that's personal and something that's intimate. It's something that shows the true feelings of your heart. And it may mean that you're going to need to shut off your cell phone for a few hours so you can have a face-to-face with your significant other, your lover, your partner. It may mean that you have to get a babysitter to watch the kids for a while. It may mean that you have to spend a little money that may be a little tight at times. But all in all, this is a time where you get to say to those people who are important to you, I love you. Now, if you can do it for the whole month, that's quite an accomplishment. Now, you may be fortunate like I am. I am married to the woman of my dreams. We are absolutely on the same frequency as far as what we want and what we enjoy and the movies we watch, the food we eat, the places we want to go. And it makes life so much more rewarding to have someone like that with you. The unfortunate thing for me is that I didn't meet her till I was 61 years old, so I've got to kind of squeeze in some things here in the next couple decades and make sure that I have an opportunity to show her how very near and dear she is to me and how much she means to making my heart sing, because every day when I wake up and I know that she loves me, life is certainly worth living. So if you've got somebody in your life that does the same thing for you, then this is the time. Spend a nickel and a dime. Make some plans. Don't just jam it all in on Valentine's Day, because you can't get in a good restaurant. And if you do, they're going to be rushing through trying to get your meal to you and trying to get you out of there, because I'm sure they're booked, packed. Pick a day in this month and say, honey, this is the day we're going to celebrate our Valentine's Day. And then take her someplace special or take him someplace special and let them know just how much they mean to you. Because Valentine's Day is special. You know, it started a long time ago. It started back in the Roman days when one of the saints, Saint Valentini, I think it is. I wrote it down, but I'm not really sure. I could read my own writing. But he was jailed for marrying Roman soldiers to Christian women, which he was forbidden from doing. The soldiers were not allowed to be married, and he decided that he was going to marry them anyway. So they put him in prison, and he was faced with execution. But before he was executed, he actually healed the jailer's daughter. And that was very, very important. And, of course, they tried to get him off and all kind of stuff, but that didn't work. And so the way the story goes, and a lot of it is legend, of course, they sent the daughter that he healed a card which said that he, you know, loved her and missed her, and he was happy that, you know, she was feeling better, and he signed it, "Your Valentine." And so to this day, we give out cards in the shape of a heart, because that's where our love comes from, that says, "Be mine, Valentine. I want to be your Valentine," and all those wonderful things that just express the true feeling that you have in your heart. And what I'd like you to do now, I'm going to take a couple of callers here and do a couple of psychic readings. I'd like you to just take a moment while you listen and think about that someone who is very, very, very special to you. Someone that maybe changed your whole life, maybe gave you a different outlook on life. Now, I know for every good one, there's bad ones too, but, you know, it just shows that sometimes we rush into love and we rush into our feelings and don't give ourselves time to think about what's going on and what we need to be doing, et cetera, et cetera. And this is a time where we might want to take a few moments and think back about the good ones. Because in every relationship that gets started, there's generally some good memories, some good thoughts that go with it. And these are things which we should focus on rather than the negative things. And if there were negative things, maybe we learned lessons that were important to us. And so as I go to this first caller, I'm going to go to Evelyn in Arizona. I want you to all think about the things that have been important to you in your love life. Just okay? Evelyn, here we go.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
How can
Thank
I help you.
You
today, honey?
Okay. Well, I wasn't really calling in on love life, because unless you see one coming in, otherwise.
Well, let's talk about that here. They say you'd like to know a little bit about your work and your money, and you know, I want to say that, you know, this is you're in a very strong year, and I would say considerably more so than what you may have had in the past. In the past, I feel like, you know, you were a little league player facing a major league pitcher. You know, it just, you know, no matter how hard you swing, you just couldn't make contact with the ball. And you're going to find that particularly, it may have already started, that we're in a Mercury retrograde through February 11th. And one of the good things about a retrograde is that it has the potential of cleaning out all the garbage that you've been stumbling with for a long period of time. And, you know, unfortunately, when we sense changes, sometimes we want to try and hang on. And I'm going to encourage you to, as you visualize these changes that are coming about in your life, because you talk about work and money, and I do want to just touch for a moment on your relationship cycle. There's good things happening, and 2015 is going to be a good year. Now, I will say this, that the biggest changes I see for you where you're going to notice them are actually going to happen right after the 1st of April. Between now and then, there may be some small issues or things which you'll say, wow, that's nice, or I didn't expect that to happen. It doesn't have to be something major, but something that will be important and relevant to you. And we always want to remember, and I say this in every show, and I hope people don't get tired of hearing it, because God gives us so many blessings. We are blessed more than we ever deserve. Don't forget to say thank you, Father, for your wondrous love and blessings and for the good things you gave me. You know, each day of our life is an opportunity to have a miracle happen. And in your case, I may not say you're going to win the lottery or something like that, but I do feel like as I go through what will be our warmer weather months here, I know you guys are always warm down there, but our warmer weather months here, which are, you know, May, June, July, and August, things are going to be very, very bright for you. When I talk about relationship energy, and I'm going to get back to your work and your money in just a second, you mentioned that, and that came through as a very bright light that happens right around the month of June, and I'll say from Memorial Day to the 4th of July. And I feel like this is going to be someone that is going to come in that will start out as a friendship. And, you know, a lot of times those friendships, you say, wait a minute, you know, I'm not ready for this. This is going in a direction that I'm not ready for. You got to let it go, because I think God is blessing you and saying to you that you deserve happiness too. And even if it's just a very good friend, someone that you can rely on, somebody that you can count on, I think that's going to happen during the summer months here and during your month of June. And I would welcome it and open it, accept it with open arms, because I really think it's going to be something which would be very cool for you. Now, when I talk about work seems to be flat-lined. And I would like to believe that doing what you're doing is going to be something that's going to offer opportunity or change or things like that. But unfortunately, I'm not really seeing it like that. I'm seeing it staying the way it is unless you do something different. Now, you're not a very outspoken person, but I would encourage you this year, if there's something you want or something that you plan on doing, I would make plans and do it. I would, you know, tell the supervision, tell people that are in the who have the ability to make changes in your career that you want to do something different. And if you've thought about starting a business or completely changing jobs, I'll say, you know, not that there isn't some risk involved, because there's some risk in everything you do, but I don't see any risk that's going to be caused by spirit or any disruption in your lifestyle. So that tells me that you're going to go from one good thing to another good thing to a better thing very easily. When I talk about money, that also seems to be affected. In other words, I don't believe that they're going to come in and bestow this astronomical raise on you or this major promotion without you saying something. And so you're going to have to, you know, take a deep breath, think of if there's a position you want or there's an area you'd like to work, and you're just going to have to unload it. You're going to have to say, I want that job. I want Tommy's job when he retires, or I'd like to be moving into this position or that position. And I will say this, if you take that action, the change is almost immediate. If you don't take any action, then you're probably looking at the end of March, the 1st of April, before things will happen on their own. So just kind of stick with it. Think about optimistic outlooks as you go through 2015. And what the heck, you know, nobody signs a paper before they come into this world saying they won't accept a miracle. So, and miracles happen every day. So why not you? All you have to do is believe.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
Any other questions?
Thank you.
Okay, you're quite welcome. And thanks for giving us a call here on the Mystique's West Hour.
Okay, thank you. You have a good day.
You too. Next, I'm going to go to Laura in New Jersey. Can you hear me, Laura? Okay. You got to push all the buttons on the computer here, but they're working. Can you hear me, Laura?
Yes, hi. Thanks for
Hi,
my
how
call.
Are you? I know you guys are kind of cold up there in New Jersey as well, and, you know, did you just change jobs?
I just finished a contract, actually, in December, and
okay.
I've been applying all over the place for permanent jobs and for contract work. So
okay.
I'm just hoping you're picking up something good for me.
Okay, well, let's talk about that because, you know, the nice thing about it, and you know, it's a funny thing. Sometimes we're so blind to the things that are going on around us that we, you know, it's like the forest and the trees thing. If you were looking in one specific direction, I'm a little bit familiar with New Jersey. I had to go up there for about 6 weeks and work, so I'm a little bit familiar with the area around Patterson and all that kind of area there. If you were looking, just say, south or southeast for a job, I want you to kind of turn around. It's almost like your compass has, you know, been mislocated or something, and start looking in the other direction. I feel like right now when I talk about resume applications and things like that, I think you've kind of, I want to say, extended yourself a little further than maybe you'd like for a job. But it's like they said, in your own backyard, meaning that it's something that's very close around you and not something that you're going to have to fight with or labor with and may even be closer to home. And when you talk about a permanent job, now this is the thing that I feel really, really comfortable about. When I talk about a permanent job, I think the opportunity is going to be there for a permanent job. Now, there does seem to be either a trial period or a contractual period that you're going to need to run through first. Like if the contract lasted for, you know, 90 to 180 days, but with the option of, you know, full-time employment at the end, that's what I'm thinking. And I will say that, you know, whatever it's going to be something that, you know, they said right up your alley, meaning it's going to be something that may be more enjoyable than things you've done in the past. Now, as I talk about this, and I don't know if you're a married person or whatever, but I get the feeling that maybe there's people around you who are what I call naysayers. They're people that may not have all the supportive information and things in your back pocket, and they may be trying to dissuade you from doing something like this. But I want to say follow your heart, because I really feel that this year, I believe here we are on, what, the 4th of February, I think you've already made some significant changes in your life and in your heart this year, and I think that those are going to continue on. So I will say that, you know, if you continue to, you know, send out resumes and things like that, I'm going to say without any question, and I feel this right from my gut, from spirit, that you'll be working before the end of the month and that you'll be in a position where you have the opportunity to make it a full-time job.
Can you ask them what industry it is? Because I've applied to numerous industries.
Okay, well, this would be one that you've done before, and I would say, and I don't know how many, they're showing like two back, like the third one back, like one you just finished, one before that, and then the one that was prior to that seems to be the one that you're going to be going into again. And it seems to be something that, you know, I always tell people, you know you got a good job when you do it for free if they didn't pay you. And that's kind of what I'm feel going on here, is that this may be something where you're going to have that opportunity to be doing something that you like very much and making money and be in a permanent situation. I also feel that the neighborhood or the environment that you're going to be in is very clean. It's as though it may be a new business district or a new cooperative park or something like that, corporate park, where you have a chance to, you know, work in what I would call a newer or a refurbished facility, because you just seem to be really happy there. The other thing about it is that they seem to be in an area where there's a lot of restaurants or food industries around it. And I don't know what you do, but it just seems like those things are relevant to the location where you're going to be working. And I feel like the money's going to be, they're showing the money being very smooth and satiny, like if you were, printing money on silk or something like that rather than on paper. So that tells me it's easy come and that it'll be something that you'll enjoy a lot.
Can you ask them if it's in Neptune, New Jersey? Because that would be about 3 resumes back.
Okay, let me say this right off the bat, I don't feel anything negative or uncomfortable about that. So I would say, yes, it's very possible that that's where it could be. And if there's a place there, now one of the things which I found when I was in New Jersey, I was with a billboard sign company, and we were getting new leases along the turnpike. The places that I felt inspired to stop, just gut feeling, woman's intuition, whatever you want to call it, are the ones that just killed it. They were, I mean, you know, it's like I went to places that I didn't want to go. I didn't think that were going to happen, and nothing transpired. And when I went to the places that I was guided to go to, we hit it out of the park. And so that's the same thing I'm saying to you, is you just need to follow your intuitions. I don't feel anything negative about Neptune, provided that the other things are relevant as well. And so they're going to be things that will be important to you as well. Okay?
Okay. Yeah,
right.
Thank you.
All right. I wish you the best.
Thank you
very much. All right,
take
care now. And thanks for giving us a call here in the Mystique's West Hour.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, folks, we're about halfway through our show right now. I'm going to take another call here in just a minute. If you'd like to get in line for a free mini psychic reading, give us a call here at 646-378-0378, and we'll schedule you an opportunity to get a free mini psychic reading. I'm going to take one more caller, and then we're going to talk about some other things for a minute. But if you'd like to get in line for a free mini psychic reading, again, call us up at 646-378-0378. Next, I'd like to go to Michelle in Sterling Heights, Michigan. Can you hear me, Michelle?
Yes, I can. Can
well,
you hear me?
Thank you for calling us up here in the Mystique's West Hour. You know, you ask a question about your health, and I want to tell you, I don't think that that's there are other things that are going on. I'm not going to downplay your health things or anything like that, because I think that they're really, really relevant. But there are other things, family-type things, that seem to be, they could be possibly expecting or influencing things that are doing with your health. And I do want to say that, you know, the health situation, and of course I have no idea what's going on, is something that I feel like there's, it's not going to, well, I guess to make it easier, it's not going to get any worse, okay? It's going to get better, if anything. But they're showing me kind of a status line that says it's going to be going the same way that it is for some times. I'm going to say till about the 1st of May. And during that time, and I believe that this retrograde may be something that's going to help you out, you'll have the opportunity to make changes in other things that are going on in your life, which is going to kind of relieve some of the tension, some of the pressure that you're feeling. And that seems to be kind of the big thing right now is, you know, getting you to where you feel comfortable with your health, because that's the big thing with me here that I sense is a lot of worry about your health. What's going on with your health?
Well, I have MS troubles, and, you know, I was debating about doing a lot of enzymes. That was part of my idea, or Cantron, and
okay.
I was going to speak to a man, Andy Johnson, about that, but I'm debating which way would be the best for me to walk better. Not walking too well.
Okay. Well, let me. Okay. That's very, very good. Here's the thing I would say first of all. Do you eat organic?
Yes, I do. I eat a lot of good, healthy stuff.
Okay. Well, you need to keep doing that and get the GMOs out of your system first of all, because that's in many of the cases that's where a lot of the problems come from. Also. There are cleansing supplements that you can take that will take the residue from the GMOs out of your blood cells. Now, the unfortunate thing about doing that is it takes a while to get effective. How long have you been doing organic stuff?
Well, I've been about maybe 3 or 4 years, I'd say, something
okay.
like that, approximately.
Okay, well, you should be getting back on the program here where things would get better and better. And one of the things I would suggest, and we sell it here in our store, but you can get it online too. It's a raw aloe. It's called Aloe Force, and it's a substance which most aloe is overheated, and the cells break down, and it digests in your stomach instead of in your intestines. And the aloe force is cold processed, which means that you get the whole aloe. And we've had people with cancer, MS, you know, just about anything you could imagine. They've just had miracles happen with this stuff. And if you need more information, you can call me off the air here, and I'll be happy to give the information. We're going to be ordering some more. We're a little low on supply right now, but it's something that you can get at health food stores. I take it every day. I'm going to be 70 on my next birthday. I play hockey with my sons who are in their 30s and 40s. It's like a miracle drug. And I started taking it when I had bladder cancer a number of years ago. And, you know, of course, I'm clean and green right now. And, of course, my wife and I eat, you know, as much organic as we can put in our mouth. But I just really think that you're going to find things are getting better. I would ask that you also ask your spirit guides and guardian angels to intervene and ask that they give you the energy blessing, the healing light. I use a blue light for healing. You surround yourself in a blue light of healing as though you're visualizing a gigantic blue bubble around you, and then just a little affirmation. Dear Heavenly Father, as you surround me in a blue light of healing, removing any imperfections in my body, mind, and spirit, and restoring my body to natural health. And I just, you know, you can work with your guides, and you can say, okay, every time I close my eyes, I want to see this blue light around myself. And, you know, it sounds crazy to me. I have a little color blessing sheet, and it's also on our website at mystiqueswest.net. I use it every day. I have been passing out this color blessing sheet for 30 years. I always tell people when I give it to them that if it doesn't work, call me. And honestly, in 30 years or more now, kind of lost track of how many years I've been giving it out, but I've never had a phone call. So it either works or they lose my phone number. I'm not sure which.
Wow. But
the one thing which I'll say to you is when I talk about health energy around you, your mind is a tremendously powerful thing. I know people say that all the time. But you can't necessarily will yourself well, but you can sure, you know, smooth the path that the health recovery has to walk on in order to get back to natural health. And we have people, one of the fellows that – is a friend of our clients. He had MS. He was having all kinds of problems with headaches and things. He started taking this aloe, and I swear the headaches went away. He'd had severe headaches and neck pain for 6 years. They went away. He was having palsy. That stopped simply from taking this aloe. And it's called Aloe Force. If you go online at Aloe Force, you'll be able to read the the recommendations or the comments that people make. And, you know, some of them are extremely phenomenal, but all of them are phenomenal. And I think
wow.
whether you do that or whether you just get on a good cleansing and enzyme program to allow your body to restore itself to natural health again, I think that's something you should do, you know, and just follow it through. Just don't, you know, a lot of times we, you know, we're very impatient. We want things to happen right away. And, of course, you know, we can't be that way. We've got to actually, you know, be more patient as to what's going on. And that's what I'm suggesting for you. Just get started on it and stay with it.
Okay, so you just think that Cantron, I'm better off just doing a lot of enzymes and not doing the Cantron necessarily.
Well, I'm not familiar with that. So, you know, I would talk to somebody who knows what they're talking about.
Yeah.
I would certainly want to get referrals or, you know, people that, you know, have experience with it and hear what they have to say and do some research on it.
Okay.
But, you know, there are kids that I coached in hockey when they're 12, 13 years old that are all going organic. And, you know, one fella is using coffee enemas and pure organic supplements to, you know, cure prostate cancer. I mean, it's just amazing what can happen once you get the chemicals that don't belong in your body out of your body. That's the big thing. So
okay.
That's what I think for you, okay?
Thank you. Thanks a million. Really appreciate it. Have a great
okay.
day.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling us up.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. It's currently about 20 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock. If you'd like to get in line for a free mini psychic reading, you can call us up here at the radio show at 646-378-0378. And if you just got a question about something, give us a call, 646-378-0378, and I'll do my best to try and answer the question for you. One of the things that I get many, many comments about is children and spirits. And it's kind of an interesting thing because, you know, oftentimes we have parents that come in and they'll say, you're never going to believe it, my daughter, my son, yada, yada, yada. And they usually are inclining that their son or daughter is seeing spirits of some kind. And, of course, that's not necessarily a bad thing. But for parents who are not used to having children who see spirits on a regular basis, it's something which can be a little bit of frightening, a little bit disturbing. And when people come in, they say, well, what should I do? Should I tell them not to say that, or should I tell them that they can't say? No. The spirits are really there. One of the things that people don't understand is what happens with the spirit world and with our loved ones when their physical bodies die. The spirit world is not in some far-off never-never land where you're never going to have a chance to, you know, be in touch with those that you love. It's right here with us. It's a very close experience where simply because we can't see the spirits with our frontal vision doesn't mean that they're not here with us. And many spirits, once they find out, when they return to spirit and they find out that, yeah, I can make contact with my family back there, they want to do it. Also, there are spirits who, particularly with children, who have passed away unexpectedly, and maybe their life cycle here wasn't as finished as what they'd like it to be, and so they want to come back and make contact. Well, we as adults, most of us anyway, I don't know about those of you who are in a similar age bracket, but I was always told that you can't see spirits. And, of course, the churches tell us that incorrectly, by the way, the churches tell us incorrectly that making contact with spirits is the work of the devil. It's a negative thing, and that the devil is using spirit contact to, you know, cause us to believe things that aren't true. But if you read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul talks about spirit contact and the many different phases of spiritual interaction that we should have as a human race. And he says in many words that the greatest gift that God has given to us is our ability to prophesy. Well, prophecy in many cases is receiving messages from spirit, but he also talks about interacting with spirits, seeing spirits, healing with spirits, etc., etc., etc. Now, our children, of course, when they come into the world here, no one's ever told them that this isn't something they can't do. They've not told them that it's something that they shouldn't do. And so they just naturally, if they see or sense a friendly, happy, loving spirit, they talk to them. And there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes the friends that they contact, people that have a passed on unexpectedly, sometimes their relatives who have passed away, and sometimes their spirit guides or guardian angels who are making their inroad much closer. Now, for myself, my oldest daughter, who is a tremendous spirit medium, began working with spirit at about the age of 12. Her mom wasn't totally into it, but she was, and she became a very good spirit medium. When she had my granddaughter, Jessica, Jessica was never told that there was anything wrong with spirit contact. And as a matter of fact, she began sitting in our public seances at the age of 4 or 5, and she would offer information just like everybody else. It was cute at first, but as she became aware of what was going on, some of the things, even as a toddler, as a 5 or 6 year old, were phenomenal. And so when your children see spirits, if you tell them that they can't see them or that they're not really there, then you're actually forcing them to be dishonest or disingenuous with you, because they probably will still see them, but not talk to you about it. Also, if you tell them that they don't really see them or whatever, you could make it fearful for them so that they're afraid to have a contact with these children, these spirits. And in many cases, the spirits that come back are grandparents and aunts and uncles or moms and dads or brothers and sisters who are just trying to let that everything is okay, that everything is just the way that it's supposed to be. And in your particular case, this is a blessing for your child. And so you should actually encourage them, find out something about it. I do counsel with children who are seeing spirits. I don't charge anything for doing that. So if you'd like to call me here at the store at Mystiques West Metaphysical Center at 734-729-8019 or toll free at 888-367-8653. I'll be happy to arrange an appointment with you and your child. And also, children also are able to sense areas around the home where there may be some what we call higher energy or energy that might come from a spiritual vibration. None of that is wrong either. So it is a good opportunity for you to become close with your child. It's also an opportunity for you to come close with those who've passed away. And as I ask many people, how would you feel if the father, mother, grandfather, brother, sister, child that has passed away were able to walk through the door right now and communicate with you? In almost every single case, the people are elated. They think it'd be a great idea. Oh, it'd be so wonderful. I'd run and hug them and kiss them. Well, guess what? Those people can come through for you. Excuse me. And they can actually make contact with you. It's up to you. But your children are people that are going to see them without your with or without your permission, it's a matter of developing this ongoing open relationship with them so that they can have an understanding of what's really going on. And so children of the spirits, that certainly is the right thing to do. All you have to do is learn a little bit about them. I am conducting a mediumship and psychic development class right now, and we're a couple weeks into it, so you can't come and join right now, but I will be having another one in April. And we talk about a lot of those things in there, in the class. It would also be something that you could come on Monday evenings and discuss in Roger's group, the Metaphysical Discussion Forum, where you can talk about anything that you want. Now, while I'm at it, I should just make a few points here. We are the Mystiques West Metaphysical Center. We're located at 36356 Ford Road in Westland, Michigan. We're right at the corner of Ford Road and Central City Parkway, which, if you're local, that's halfway between Wayne Road and Newburgh Road. We do in-house readings. We have classes. Monday night, Roger has our Metaphysical Discussion Forum. Wednesday at 7 o'clock, we have our public seance. And Friday at 7:30, we have a guided meditation. We also offer classes on mediumship, on tarot, on spirit contact. A lot of different things are going on here at the store, and you can look us up at mystiqueswest.net, and we try and keep everything on there as up-to-date as possible. And we'd love to have you be part of our family. If you have any questions about anything, if you have activity, spirit activity in your home, and you'd like to know what to do with it, give us a call at 734-729-8019 or at 888-367-8653. Now, one of the things which we have here at Mystiques West, I am, in addition to being a spirit medium for more than 40 years, I'm also an ordained minister. And, of course, February, as we mentioned, is the month of love. People are, you know, recognizing Valentine's Day. They're trying to feel the energy of their special partner and things like that. And as I mentioned earlier on, it's a very good time for you to let the person that you love know that you love them. And so if there's any of you out there who are thinking about getting married, if you'd like to get married in a very simple service here at the store, I would be happy to marry you for $50. That's just processing the paperwork and taking up the time in the store. Or for $150 at your location. All you need to do is give us a call again, that number, 734-729-8019, and we'll be happy to get in touch with you and make arrangements so that you can actually have your wedding performed. And it is real and valid and all those kind of things. So just feel free to give us a shout here at Mystiques West. And if you want to get married, February special, $50 in the store, $150 at your location. I will make arrangements for other venues if you wish to have your wedding performed someplace else. Now, many years ago, when I was putting together my book, I Am the Father's Son, which is a memoir about how I was raised in a devout Christian family and ended up being a very special person, I tried to answer some questions. It's kind of a how-to section at the back of the book. And, you know, the book, if you're looking to discover what some people go through, I think it would be an excellent book for you to do that. It's called I Am the Father's Son by Ray Frazier, of course, and you can get it through any major bookseller, Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, iUniverse.com. But I covered a section on soulmates. And someone asked me, they said, well, do you believe in soulmates? Well, you know, it's kind of a funny thing because at the time I didn't. The true understanding of what a soulmate is that as a soul comes to the earth, it is both male and female. And when it gets here, it splits into male and female. And then it spends the rest of its existence here trying to find the other part of it. Well, for me, you know, finding a female part of me is, you know, probably wouldn't be too exciting, you know, because I'm not necessarily a boring guy. But you know, I'd like somebody beautiful and interesting and all that, like my wife. And so I didn't really believe that soulmates existed. I believe that they were kind of a figment of imagination, et cetera, et cetera. Well, about 8 years ago, I met my wife. And you want to talk about having your boat rocked. I certainly had my boat rocked when I met her, because what she did is she made me truly believe in soulmates. It was a love at first sight from the moment that we met, and it's gotten stronger over the years. As we go forward, I can't think of, you know, what my life would be without her, because we are compatible. And the compatibility comes not just from the fact that, you know, we both like certain foods, or we both like certain actors or movies or whatever. It comes from the feeling that I have in my heart that I've known her forever. And I do believe in past lives. I do believe that people are either in this expression, the physical expression, or in other expressions before. And I believe that we've lived together many, many times in the past. And so when you talk about soulmates in the month of love, February, it's really kind of easy to recognize that someone is special, that someone has a special gift for you, that someone is going to mean something that is beyond just the physical existence. And I look forward to the opportunity with my soulmate of perhaps, you know, rejoining again in another future life, you know, when our lives here are over. But in the month of February, the month of Valentine's Day, the month of soulmates, it's an opportunity for you to truly be in touch with the person that can make your heart whole, can make your picture complete. I once wrote a little ditty about the final piece of the puzzle. And if you look at your life expression in different formats, as though it were a picture puzzle, you'll find that one section of the puzzle is going to be the part that might handle your work. And another section of the puzzle might be what handles your family. And the other part might be what you do with your career and your free time. Well, down in the very corner of this puzzle is your love life. And until all the pieces are in the puzzle, the picture's not complete. And so when you meet your soulmate, it's like finding that last piece of the puzzle, the picture, the piece that makes the picture complete and makes life worth living. Someone that you know that you'd rather live with under worse conditions than live without under the best of conditions. And so February, the month of love, the month of Valentine's, and the month of soulmates, is an opportunity for you to truly live, truly enjoy, and truly share with that very, very special someone that has a hold on your heart. And so when you think about it, as I mentioned, I am a dyed-in-the-wool romantic. I cry at romantic movies. I love to see people in love. Seeing people smile and enjoying each other's company makes me happy. When I can do something that makes my wife smile, it's one of the best days on the planet. And if you have someone like that, this is the month you need to let them know that they are very, very, very special to you. Now, I do want to remind everybody that at Mystique's West Metaphysical Center, we are your metaphysical center. We are the place where you can get psychic readings, where you can have seances, where we can make contact with your spirit friends and loved ones who passed away. And we'd like you to be part of our family. If you need more information on what Mystique's West has to offer, you can look us up on mystiqueswest.net, or you can give us a call at 734-729-8019 and come in and just chat with one of our counselors. If you would like to get a psychic reading, we can provide that. Our readings are based on time. We have a 15-minute reading for $30, a half-hour reading for $60, and an hour reading for $100. If you'd like to call us on the phone, a 15-minute reading is $35, a half-hour reading is $65, and an hour reading is $105. We'd also like to encourage you to stop in and take part in our classes because they tend to be a lot of fun. A couple things that I want to talk about here is just some friends that we have. I talked earlier about eating organic things and such as that. We have a friend named Gary who owns the Pure Pastures Organic Food Center on Ann Arbor Road in Plymouth and on Telegraph Road in Dearborn Heights. So if you'd like, it's called Pure Pastures. All of his meat is grass-fed, locally grown fruits and vegetables by local farmers. Everything is certified organic. And you can reach him at in Plymouth at 1192 Ann Arbor Road in Plymouth. And you might call him up and ask for information if you need it. It's 734-927-6951. Or in Dearborn Heights at 6870 North Telegraph Road. And again, you can call that number at 313-277-4066. And tell them that you heard about us on the Mystique's West Hour. If you want to go to Pure Pastures Michigan, that's www.purepasturesmi.com. I've got information about what's available in his store, and we've been a patron of Gary's for a number of years, and he just keeps getting better and better. He has incredible specials. If you want organic food, Gary's the guy that can provide it for you. So Pure Pastures, either in Plymouth Road in Plymouth, or Ann Arbor Road in Plymouth, or Telegraph Road in Dearborn Heights. One of the things that I like to talk about is things that are coming in the future. Now, our next show is going to be the first Wednesday in March, and certainly we would like to have you tell your friends about us. But we'd also like to ask you to like us on Facebook. If you're a person who does Facebook and you know, kind of looks in and reads it every day or two, we'd ask that you like us on Facebook and tell your friends about us. You can also, call us up for more information about my books or information about GMOs or whatever it is that you'd like to have information about. We can help you out. And so just give us a call at 734-729-8019. Now, some people ask us, what happens at our public seances? Well, it's an interesting event. Each of the people who come to our seance will have an opportunity to make contact with someone, to call in someone that they'd like to make contact with during our seance. There's usually two or three spirit mediums working at each time. We don't even turn the lights out. We actually make contact much in the way that some of the television mediums do. And we actually are able to channel in information from those people who passed away in your life into, the presence so that you can get information from them. And, of course, like I said, in some cases, the information that we receive is extremely profound, and it's a very, very fun time. Most people that come back a second and a third time as they try and go through the people that they want to get in touch with, be it family, friends, loved ones, or whatever. And we'd like you to come and join us. It's Wednesday night. That's tonight at 7 o'clock. Just come and join us at the Mystique's West Metaphysical Center at 36356 Ford Road in Westland. We'll be happy to look forward to you at 7 o'clock. And don't forget to tell your friends about our radio show, because we want to be the fastest-growing radio show, the fastest-growing radio station in Detroit, Body, Mind, and Spirit Radio. Thanks for listening.